This is Mr. Gage Hensy. Gage, welcome to the show, buddy. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing good.
Gage, let's kickstart with, you know, a bit about yourself, your previous career as an athlete, and where you are right now.
Yeah, so I've been playing sports really my whole life as a kid. Started with baseball, and then as I got to high school, I transitioned into football. And I was always the fastest guy on the team, on the football team, but I was never that good at football. So my coaches advised me to go up for the track team, which I started running track my sophomore year of high school, which kickstarted my love for the sport, and my progression ever since then is what really has propelled me to where I am today.
Fantastic. As we all know, you've pretty much just dropped an NFT, and it's been a very successful launch and drop. You've sold out. Can you tell us a bit more about your current career as a sprint athlete, and a bit more about your NFT and what it means to you as an athlete?
Yeah, so currently I just finished my second year at the University of Oklahoma as a sprinter on the track team, and this year was definitely one of my best performing years, time wise and performance wise, and it was also challenging just stepping up to the bigger meets and running faster and competing with faster people, which I'm grateful for, because those kind of things are what push you to be faster and have better times. But as far as the NFT goes, what it means to me, it's just about exploring the new NIL abilities that us collegiate athletes have, and really getting my name out there to propel other possible deals and just showcase some of my highlights from my previous athletic year.
Do you want to share with us some of your PBs this year?
Yeah, so indoors this year, I had a personal best of 47.72 in the 400 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then outdoors, I had a personal best of 47.90 in the Bahamas to kick off outdoor season.
Amazing. Well done. Fantastic.
Thank you.
In terms of the industry, how are you seeing other athletes in the space going about their NIL? What trends and patterns are you observing, and how did these trends and patterns influence the way you went about dropping your NFT collection?
Well, to be honest, I had never really seen at least any of my teammates or anyone at my school have the opportunity to partner with a company and release an NFT collection. Most of the people and most of the stuff I'm familiar with is people partnering with brands and doing promotional posts on social media such as Instagram. So it was all new to me, as it kind of is new to everyone. The world of NFTs are fairly recent to the scene. But it's definitely been a great experience that helped me connect with my friends and family and other people that support my athletic journey. And I think it was definitely one of the more creative NIL deals that I've definitely done or seen, or that other people have seen.
Fantastic. How have athletes around you pretty much monetized their NIL? Has it been through conventional means, or like, you know, as you just mentioned, sponsoring posts, or have they gone and got a bit creative about the way, you know, they monetize their NIL?
Most of the stuff that I've seen, whether that's my teammates or other athletes across the country, it's usually in the same realm of just partnering with a company and doing posts on Instagram or Twitter. Some people do get creative with it when they start to make videos and kind of like mini commercials for the product, but it's all in the same basis of just posting something, promoting a product, promoting yourself and your brand, and collaborating the two together to make something cool.
Do you know of a specific example that's really caught your eye? Something that really stood out?
Just some of my teammates partnered with a sports drink company. They made kind of like almost a commercial where they got a videographer and they put together a training video, which looked really cool. But other than that, it's just the it's just the usual Instagram posts, which are always fun to see, whether they add a cool caption or have like a promotional deal where you can use a code. But nothing compared to the NFT world, which is probably the most creative thing I've seen for myself.
Awesome. Well, what would you say are the most important lessons that you've learned about monetizing your NIL as an athlete? Because, you know, this is a new world for many, many student athletes.
Right. One of the things I've learned is definitely you got to be creative with it, because the first couple posts can always be cool and people are going to be like, wow, this guy has an NIL deal or something like that. But then it kind of starts to get old if you just post the same thing. So it's all about, you know, what's new, what's trending, how to keep the audience engaged with your posts, whether that's a story or an actual post or a tweet. I think you just have to know what people want to see, and always put out something new. You can't put out the same things or it won't get as many engagements, and then the company won't be reaching as many people that follow you in their audience.
So you're basically saying you have to spice it up from time to time. You can't continuously.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Post the same thing. You don't want to do the same thing. Yeah.
Right. You don't want people to just get annoyed with you and be like, oh, I might unfollow this person. He's just posting all these ads. You kind of want to make it seem like they're not even ads, like they're like an actual post that is part of your life that you're sharing to the world.
Pretty much something you use every day, something that's a part of your life, you know?
Right. Which, right.
Which could be a good trick, actually, or a good strategy, because Dave Portnoy has one of the things that he always used to say, which is the founder of Barstool. He always said,
right,
if I don't use a product and I don't believe in a product, I'll never advertise a product, because then it comes off second nature to him when he's using
exactly.
it. So there you go. Very, very wise.
No, I agree. Yeah. People can, your followers and your friends that see these posts, they can very easily tell if you're just in it for the money or if you're actually use this to help your game or just help your everyday life. And I think that's very important to stay true to who you are.
Absolutely. Very, very wise words. And lastly, now that you've gone ahead and you've launched your own NFT, what are some ideas that you can share with other people on how they can look at launching their own NFTs?
Well, I think it's just about having, when it comes to the actual NFT, you want to have some unique pictures and you want to have something unique that you can sell to people that they can own a piece of, such as, like, for me, when I run track, a fast time or a historic, maybe a school record or something along those lines. You just want to have something that's unique that people can have a part of and say that they own and they can share part of that with you and your experiences. And it doesn't have to be even the fastest times, such as myself. Like, compared to other people, they might not be the fastest times, but it's a unique thing and people like the uniqueness and the creativity and they want to be a part of that.
So pretty much a significant moment in your career.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, whether it's a significant moment or just an overall cool thing that you can say you did, whether that was racing somewhere unique or breaking a personal record or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And on a more personal note, who would you say are your top three favorite athletes that really motivate you? And how do you find that motivation to take you through that grind that you know, because being an athlete at your level, it's very tough. You've got to study hard, you've got to train hard, and you've got to balance both things. So what keeps you going?
Right. Yeah. I think some athletes that I can definitely look up to and maybe relate to and just overall my favorite are, for one, Tom Brady, just because he just did things that people didn't believe were possible and people doubted him, and he continued playing and continued winning. I always respected that. Another person I would say is definitely Usain Bolt, just because he was one of the biggest faces of track and, you know, he has a lot of character to him and how he races. People always love to come out and watch him and people get excited about those kind of things. And lastly, I'd probably say Alex Bregman, who's a MLB player for the Astros. I think he's just an all-around good guy and he does cool things for the community where I'm from and engages with the fans. And I think those three people incorporate different things that you need you know, whether that's being cool to your supporters, being creative and wanting people to come watch you, and then never giving up and just staying relentless and not letting people doubt you. Just overall, those three characteristics will make a great athlete. And I try to incorporate all of those every day when I run and when I go to school or just in any aspect of life.
Fantastic. There you go. Very inspiring words, some great examples. Gage, I want to thank you very much. You've been absolutely amazing. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gage Hennessy, thank you very much for joining me on the business of NIL. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.